Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's happening, man?
Hey, man, I'm excited we get to do this again. We're excited that we get to do it with you. We love hearing from you. We love your emails, your comments, and we so enjoy meeting you out when we're out and about. In fact, we had a chance to meet some of the audience at a meeting we were at. It was so encouraging to hear that you're with us as we're with you.
Yeah, the comments.
We need
the comments
together.
Too, John. We read the comments and, you know, that, you know, I still don't say your name, but thank you so much for thanking me for my law enforcement experience and working in the streets, law enforcement. That means a lot, because a lot of times you don't hear people talk about, you know, thank you to the police for doing their job. And I'm not the police anymore, but I was for quite a few years. So thank you. It encourages us.
Sure.
Yeah, you don't have to say the bad stuff, but the good stuff is, you know, really encouraging to us. We're about to cover something so powerful in this program in regards to these actors were invited in to be able to read the actual facts from CDC in regards to gun violence in America. And they were actually on the side of saying we need to cut back on the guns, but they were shocked when they begin to read it. We'll have that in a moment. But first, John, tell us about this VFNKB success secret.
This VFNKB success secret, it's about the three keys to success. Success is so important. Many times we don't do it all by ourselves. We have other people that come alongside of us to help us reach the top levels of success and the things we want to experience. But we want to make sure that you hear this, and this comes straight from Jensen Franklin. Take a look.
Joseph is such an amazing example.
He really is.
He could love. They put him in a pit. They meant to kill him.
They meant to kill him. He's a beautiful picture of Jesus too, by the way, in the Old Testament.
Yes.
But one thing that I think is worth noting is before Joseph could reach the ultimate place of his dream, God had to bring three people into his life, and it's the same three people will have to come into your life.
Mm.
Notice that God put a butler, God put a baker, and God put a Pharaoh. What does a butler do? A butler opens doors. When God has a dream for your life, He will put people in your life who will open doors for you that you cannot open on your own. God will use them as a door opener. Then a baker, what does a baker do? Well, a baker takes a little bit of eggs and flour and sugar. You got the raw ingredients, but they know how to pull it all together. Mm-hmm. God will put a baker who helps you, a mentor is another word, pull it all together. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, He'll put a Pharaoh. Mm. And a Pharaoh finances the dream. Mm. And God knows how to bring bakers and butlers, people who open doors, people who just like you and they just say, I don't know why, but I'm just going to open the door for you. These things happen when you forgive.
Yes.
God will bring bakers and butlers and pharaohs into your life to fulfill the dream. Or you can get bitter.
Right.
You can get angry and you can lose the call and the purpose of God on your life. And I love those words when He said, you meant it for my evil, but God meant it for my good. You know, sometimes it feels like when God's got you going in the direction, God can get you there whether you're going in drive forward or reverse. Sometimes God puts you in the Holy Ghost slingshot.
Yeah.
And you keep going back. They throw him in the pit. He has this dream and it's taking another step back. But all God's doing is getting you in the slingshot. And if you pass the test of forgiveness. I mean, forgiveness can rewrite your future.
Yes.
And it looks like you're having setback, but God just has you in the slingshot and He's going to release you into the purpose that He has for your life.
I just really like Jensen Franklin,
yes.
Don't you? That is so exciting. When you think about that, you know, if you study the life of Joseph, and we just recently were studying at the VFN Dream Center and seeing how God moved and all that and God's timing and that. And so often we're waiting, you know, that one particular man that was stranded, you know, by the flood. He was on top of his house waiting for help to come by. And a boat comes by and
he was praying, God, help me.
God, help me.
Help me out.
And so a boat comes by, you know, says, hey, get on the boat. He says, no, I'm waiting on God, right?
I'm praying. I'm fasting.
And so then he keeps on praying, God, send me help. And then all of a sudden God brings a helicopter over and they say, hey, grab the ladder.
Let's go. Let's get out of here.
He's
come
like,
on.
No, I'm waiting. I'm praying for going for God. You know, God says, He says, give and it'll be given to you, good measure, pressed down, running over, men giving into your bosom or your lap. So God works through human beings. He works through it. He chose to do that. And so we have to pay close attention. God was working through Pharaoh for Joseph. Pharaoh was thought he was God. Who would ever thought that, you know, and so many people, John, they had such a religious struggle trying to define everything with a religious mindset instead of saying, God loves everybody on the face of the earth, and he will actually give dreams to people who don't know him because That's God right. knows them even though they don't know him. And he'll put you in their life to be able to solve their problems, to be able to interpret that dream. And so a lot of people, John, I don't think when the butler, the baker, and the Pharaoh shows up in their life, they'll actually be offended because the butler and the baker forgot them, right? Yeah. Or at least the cupbearer did. The baker got, dealt
sure.
with. And, but in regards to the Pharaoh, but this is like the worst dude, spiritually speaking, in the kingdom of God at the time,
sure.
what's going on. But God was going to make his man number two to this Pharaoh, but he had to have not that shutting down type thing. You got to learn to work with people. God loves people. He loves people. We talk about it all the time in VFNKB, but understand if he's called you, if you're a Christian, if you made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, he's called you to go let everybody know about it, not to hide from them,
sure.
not to judge them, not to criticize them, and realize God may have you positioned strategically for a Pharaoh to be able to speak in your life. But if you have the mindset that says, you don't know Jesus, you can't talk to me.
You can't talk to me. Well, how many people give up? How many people give up because they think that success is something that they have to do themselves?
Right.
I'm not smart enough, I need the resources, I can never do this.
Well, we know that's not true.
No, we know that's not true.
Right.
But you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
God strategically has other people set up for you if you maintain, your perseverance,
yeah.
if you have faith,
right.
just wait and see. God will just meet those things together.
And just keep pushing forward. And I want to encourage you right now in this success secret to realize, begin to change your mindset that there is no us and them. There's the human race. God has created all men, and he loves men, and he wants
yeah.
to save men. They're breathing because God's given them air. They're living because God's given them the ability to have life, and he wants us to impact their life possibly in the context of that, but he definitely wants to impact the culture or the sphere of influence you're in, or the city you're in, or the community you're in, and quite often he may use you as the second person to a Pharaoh or a cupbearer to a leader. So I want to encourage you, understand that if you just follow God and understand, even though Joseph was a prisoner, he was a slave, he was falsely accused, all these different things, he stayed faithful to God. And suddenly, God promoted him to a place that he could actually transfer all the wealth in the region under his leadership so that it would eventually be transferred all over to God's people. The wealth of the wicked stored up for the righteous.
That's right.
It happened at this.
Understand this. Listen,
yes.
Favor's not fair when God's anointing is resting upon you. Don't pick and choose.
Yeah.
God is going to let someone see what's on you and saying, I want to get behind this person. I want to open that door. I have the recipe. I can put this whole thing together. Or better yet, let me cut you the check. Don't push it away. We're saying take it and do something awesome for God. In fact, we want to hear from you. Put your comments below. Email us. Write to us. But let us know, what do you think? What do you think about these three keys? And maybe you have had some door openers, or you've had some folks to finance your vision. Tell us your story so we can learn together out loud. We're looking to hear more about it.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.